I want to go back now to the three elements that you just briefly touched on, and I'd like to start with the first one, if you don't mind, on communication. What does that mean?
Well, what I've seen, again, I've been to a lot of clubs, and I've seen successful clubs, and I've seen clubs that just never seem to get off the ground. To me, the estimation of communication it takes to run a successful club is grossly underestimated. I know when I was president of my club, I would spend 4 to 6 hours a week outside the club on the phone or talking to people personally. And that was following up with members who were that weren't sure if they were going to come to a meeting. It was working with vice president of education, making sure that the speakers were lined up and the meeting was put together. It was calling the Toastmaster, the person that was the Toastmaster for the first time, and checking with them and seeing how they're doing. And, you know, here's what you got to watch for in the meeting, and let's walk through this so you're prepared, you know, on it. And it's just on the phone. And the other thing, handling all sorts of little personal issues. We kept those out of the club. Again, we talk about the energy too, which is the next thing. You got to keep that club energy high, but you do that with the communication. You've got 95 members in a club. You're going to have some personality conflicts. You're going to have some upsets. You're going to have people that get rubbed the wrong way. They get a poor evaluation. These things happen. Well, you don't just let them foster, and you don't let those rifts build up in the club. You talk to the people outside the club, and it just takes a lot of communication and a lot of caring. And so that's the main thing that I saw, is that the communication to make sure that meeting was set up, that was taking place outside of the club venue, is where that communication really needs to take place. And then that allowed the meeting or your event to run properly.
It sounds like, as president, that you took on the responsibility of all the officers in your executive committee. Talk to me about, you know, did you have an executive committee? How did they function? And it seems like, why did you put all the communication on your shoulders versus having each of the officers take some part of that communication?
Well, no, the officers were communicating. You know, they each had their own areas. And what I would do is I would make sure that each one of my executive committee officers wore their specific hat or wore their specific responsibilities. So if I had a problem with, let's say, somebody being scheduled, I would work through the vice president of education to see that the person was meeting their goals and they were scheduled. But at the same token, as president, you're sort of like the big elephant. And if you get a call from the president, who the people go, wow, he really cared. He called me. This wasn't just some other member or somebody trying to schedule me. The president took time out of his day to call me. That was impressive, and that was important that I did that, and I cared about them. And it was always done on that positive flow. I'm going to flip over on the energy aspect on that too, because we've got negative and positive energy. And I ran totally on a positive flow and not trying to make less or, we'll put, say, apply pressure or enforce anything on anybody, but it was always helping them achieve the things they wanted to in their life, and that was my purpose, and really bringing that out in them. And then as I found, as I did that, I could get them moving and up and really winning in the club.
Oh, that's a very good point. Let's talk about your executive committee for a moment. How often did you meet with them? And then did you apply those same standards then to that group? Did you help them achieve goals that they had becoming an officer?
Absolutely. The thing I learned a long time ago is that, you know, in order to work with somebody, you have to have their agreement, and it has to align with the things they want to do in their life. You can order people around to do things they don't want to do to a certain degree, but when you're in a voluntary organization, really what you have is that person's interest, their own willingness to actually do the job. That's what you have to work with. And so I wanted to make sure that each one of my officers were winning on their job and their post. And we spent a lot of time when we were setting this up in the early years of reading the Toastmaster manuals and going through those and really defining what each one of those jobs, what was the treasurer really supposed to do, right down to the point of when should they send out the notices that the dues are due, and when is the final day that the dues should be collected, you know, and how many times do they need to contact somebody, and at what point do they turn it over to another officer to start tagging to contact the people. We actually wrote all that out. So as an example, the dues are normally due, let's say September 30th, we would make sure that right at the end of August, the notices went out, and we would have a target to have the dues collected by, let's say, September 15th, or the meeting that hit closest to that, and we would really push that on the club, so we had 2 weeks then to pick up the stragglers, because there are certain people that will only pay at the very end until there's a certain amount of pressure. Okay, so we had a certain, we knew that, so we wanted to put the pressure on as early as possible. So we would sit down and work out each post with each executive member. We also made sure that we met on a regular basis, and I think this is another critical point. This is covered in the Toastmaster manuals. Anything I've ever read about running a successful Toastmasters group talks about the importance of that executive committee meeting on a regular basis. And we would meet at least once a month, sometimes every 3 weeks, and occasionally if we had a lot of stuff happening, we'd meet every 2 weeks.